President Trump's victory in 2016 came as a shock to many Americans and defied many polls and predictions. But some scientists say the president's inflammatory appeals that contributed to his last victory may not be as successful this time around. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by neuroscientist and science writer Doug Fields. Doug, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
How can neuroscience explain people's voting habits, especially if we're looking at 2016?
Right. Liz, in 2016, everybody was left baffled. The pollsters got it wrong. Political pundits got it wrong. Even Trump expected to lose. But the neuroscientists weren't surprised because we study decision-making and how decision-making takes place in the brain. And I wrote an article in Scientific American explaining how that would explain that outcome and how they got it wrong. And this naturally raises the question, are we going to get it wrong again this time? So in a new article, I took a look at the same neuroscience perspective, and it suggests that we won't be fooled this time.
So let's take it step by step. How does fear work as a political strategy?
Right. Well, we have two ways of making decisions. We have a conscious, deliberative decision-making process, which is in the cerebral cortex, and we have an emotion and fear-driven process in the limbic system. And Trump's strategy doesn't target the neural circuitry of reason in the cerebral cortex. It provokes the emotion and limbic system. In 2016, undecided voters couldn't tell pollsters ahead of time who they were going to vote for because they made that decision. We call that kind of a gut reaction decision. That's the kind of decision we use, that decision making, for example, in picking a menu item. We have no rational basis really for making that decision. So these two mechanisms explain a lot about the Trump policies and also will explain how the pollsters got it so wrong.
Are certain political messages more or less effective the second time people hear them? I think this is what you were alluding to, that people maybe who feel they were fooled the first time will not be fooled the second time.
Right. There are two ways that this gut reaction and fear-driven decision-making mechanism is overruled. One is through reason, and the other is through experience. And so if you're repeatedly exposed to a situation where the outcome is safe, then that fear goes away, and that's no longer effective. This is used to treat people with PTSD, for example, and that's what's happening now. We've been repeatedly exposed to these threats and fears, but with a loss of credibility. And also reason. This also explains why this president is so insistent upon alternative facts, rejecting expert opinion, because that's really antagonistic to provoking this fear-based decision-making mechanism. So we're going to be more immune to it this time because these two mechanisms are tending to work against this fear-based decision-making.
There's a lot of talk about how most people or many people have already made up their minds, but speak to the person who still doesn't know what to do and they don't want to act out of fear. I mean, should they write down columns, pros and cons of each candidate? How can we best trust ourselves to make a good decision based on facts, not on fear?
Well, both mechanisms are good. And in fact, we have this gut reaction mechanism to make decisions in really complex situations where you do not have all the information. There are a lot of unknowns. We use this to decide who to marry, where to live, that sort of thing. So I'm not putting that down, and fear is a strong motivator of that. But this time, there are fewer people that are going to be in that situation where they, Trump's no longer an unknown, and so people will now be better able to articulate to pollsters whether or not they are going to vote for Trump or Biden. So that's the main point here is, you have to use all your brain's decision-making mechanisms, but the voters should be able to inform pollsters about what they intend to do more rationally this time, and the pollsters should get it more accurate.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for joining us. Doug Fields, neuroscientist.